God is good. Wasn't that an incredible message? Let's just appreciate Simon again. Holy Ghost. As I was listening there, I just thought, Holy Spirit, how do we respond to this? So let's just bow our heads for a few seconds, please. Holy Spirit. My question is, what season are you in? The Lord has reminded us this morning . He says, I'm the God who never forgets you. And somebody needs to hear that this morning and just say, Father, thank you that you never forget me. Just give him thanks. Just begin to give him thanks. Father, I thank you that you haven't forgotten me. Maybe we can say that together, please. 1, 2, 3, go. Father, I thank you that you haven't forgotten me. Let's say it again, please. Father, I thank you that you haven't forgotten me. We are also reminded that the Father has a plan for us in our waiting season. And the Lord will just remind and encourage us. And you speak life to someone today that in your waiting season, I have a plan for you. And somebody just needs to register that in your heart afresh and say, Lord, I thank you that you have a plan for me in my waiting season. I thank you, Lord. Do you want to just lift up your hands to him? So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you have a plan for me in my waiting season. So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that, Lord. And if you're able, please, let's stand as we just pray together. For the next 3 points, I just want to remind us of. That God is preparing a great future for us. So Holy Spirit, we thank you. If you're here today with our eyes shut, please. First and foremost, if you have not yet given your heart to Jesus, then as Simon was ministering the word of life, just reminding us that God has a future prepared for us. It begins in a surrendered life to Jesus. Have you surrendered your heart to Jesus yet? God has a better plan for us than anything we could ever do. So we just want to begin to lift up our hands and lift up our voices to him. Just begin to thank him. Lord, I thank you and I commit myself to you afresh. I'm going to serve you in this present season of my life. Can I invite us all to just lift up our voices and begin to make a fresh commitment to the Lord. Lord, I will serve you in this season of my life. You can lift up your voice. It's all right. You can lift up your voice and pray. Just begin to just thank him. Lord, I make a declaration. Lord, I'll serve you in this present season of my life because I know you have a better plan for my life. Let's all lift up our voices and begin to just make that declaration of our heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your own voice. Just begin to speak it out. I will serve you with my life. I will serve you with the opportunities you give me, Lord. I will serve you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Is there anybody here? You're in a season where you feel you need a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit. You feel you're stuck. You feel frustrated. You feel lost. You feel you're confused. You can't make your way out. This morning, the Holy Spirit will remind you, I am the way maker. I'm the lifter up of your head. I'm the one who gives you strength when you feel weak. I'm the one who gives you a turnaround. I'm the God of the breakthrough. So if you're in a weak place, if you need strength today, maybe you're saying, Lord, will you just strengthen me afresh? We're just going to pray for one another. Maybe you can just pray together with those on the same row or the people in front of you. And let's just pray for one another now. And just pray strength over one another. Can we do that, please? Let's just pray strength over one another, that the Lord will grant us grace in whatever season we're in. Let's just pray for one another as we respond to the word of God today. Spirit of God, we thank you for strength. Just pray for your sister. Pray for your brother. Strength to stand. Strength to stand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strength. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The grace of God is on your life. You will come through. His grace is sufficient. Thank you, Father. Thank you for one another. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.